Blog Talk Radio.
They call me Mr. Motivator, and it's my stage name. I also perform not only motivational speaking, but I also perform stand-up comedy. And I'm looking at all of you guys today, and I want to say to you, there are just right. You see, so many of us have a lot inside of us.
Welcome, everyone. You've just tuned in to the Mr. Motivator Show. I'm your host, Dwight Jeffrey, reminding you that success is yours. If you dare to dream and keep thinking big, you will discover your purpose in life. And I want to say to everyone that's listening right now, put down that piece of chicken and that potato salad. Because it's time for you to get some motivation and some inspiration. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, go to dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. That's dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. I'm sorry, that's my blog space. My website is dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. And my Twitter address is at C the Motivator, the letter C as in cow, MRMOTIVATOR. And if you have an email request or need a question for us, you can email us also at cthemotivator@yahoo.com. The letter C as in cow, MRMOTIVATOR @yahoo.com. And if you want to call in and listen to our broadcast, you can reach us at area code 323-580-5712. And you can call in and get with us for a live show. Radio and TV syndication is on the move. We're going to explore the radio and television industry today and try to focus on the advantage of syndication. If you are thinking of tapping into this market, now is the time to launch out into the deep. Stay with us as we get you answers for some of the questions you may have concerning how to get started with your own radio show or launch out into other areas of the media. We want to thank all of you for being with us on each broadcast. I'm just experiencing phenomenal success, and I know I would not have this success if it was not possible for me to have great people tuning into our show and supporting us. And I want to thank all of you for being here with us. We are going to welcome our panel, our guest, who's here in the studio with us today, and we want to cover the subject real thorough. So I bought in the best guest, who is superb at dealing with challenges, and who is an entrepreneur, a businesswoman, a life coach, an educator, a poet, an author. She's also the editor of a magazine that will be hitting the market very soon. And she is a phenomenal host of a successful talk show called Let's Talk Truth. Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring our guest, the one, the only, the talented, the beautiful, the successful, the witty, Miss Lois Bullock. Hello, Lois. How are you doing today?
Well, I am absolutely wonderful. How are you doing this wonderful day?
I am fantastic.
Well, as you should be, as you should be. A man as successful as you are in this industry, you should always be just fantastic.
Thank you, thank you. And I tell you, the reason why I decided to do this show today, especially this particular show on radio and TV, and the syndication and how it's on the move and what people can do to get involved is because we received an overwhelming reply, request concerning how to get in on radio and what can I do to get in on the TV circuit. And I strive for each show to help my viewers and my listeners with their questions and things that they want to do in life, because that's what Mr. Motivate is about. My classmates told me at my last class reunion, they said, hey, Jeffrey, you were Mr. Motivator back in elementary school. You were always telling somebody, hey, you can do it. I know you can do it. And I have not even taken notice that I was motivating people back in elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to motivate the people that listen to my show, inspire them, and that's why I asked you to be with us, because I know that you are very knowledgeable in this industry, and when you launched out, you launched all the way out into the deep.
Mm-hmm.
And you cover everything with an expansive knowledge base, because you like to know the details. You know, you always have been the person. You want to know the ins and outs before you even get started with anything. So we're going to go ahead and let you come in, and basically we can start off with something simple and maybe just kind of gear ourselves and move on up to the advantages of syndication and all that. But what do you say, Lois, to someone that has a great voice over the air, someone who thinks out of the box, someone that has the ability to focus and put the spotlight on others, someone that loves being in front of people, someone that loves helping people, and someone who has a knowledge base that could be instrumental in helping a lot of people, and they have entertained the thought of going on radio or TV. What do you say to that person first before they get started?
First, I'd like to say that anyone who's interested in the social media and this particular point,
yeah,
that's actually what's driving our society now is social media.
Wow.
I'm old school.
Yes.
And it's hard for me to, actually wrap my mind around change as far as technology. But this is where we're moving to.
Uh-huh.
We're moving to technological changes, which social media is taking over.
Yes.
Man, the internet, you cannot beat the internet for connecting,
mm-hmm,
us with everyday life.
Yeah.
It's everything on the internet you'd want to be involved in.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, this is where our money is being made. Radio, television, and you mentioned your topic today, radio and TV syndication.
Yes.
This is ultimately where everyone is moving toward that particular segment, because if you realize people that are on, you got a radio show, TV show, you want to get to the point where you have them, where, you know, you're syndicated.
Yes.
One person that in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, as far as radio, that you can look at is Tom Joyner. Tom Joyner flies all over the country with the same radio show. It's because he's syndicated.
Yes.
He's in Dallas, Chicago.
Yes.
He's everywhere.
Yes.
And what I've been trying to do to, and everyone should do that if you're interested in radio, television, you need to study it. You need to know the ins and outs of it. And the only way you're going to do it, you have to go to the professionals, people who have made it work for a long time. You're going to have to go to them and get information because you have to do research.
Yes.
You have to do research so you'll know how your particular product or your voice is going to be affected.
Yes.
Now, just because an individual thinks out of the box, or we, you know, I may feel that my show is got it going on, but what do other people think of my show? You know, that's what we have to be concerned with. How popular am I to other people?
Yes.
You know, what are my ratings?
Yes.
And in we do Blog Talk Radio, and we have to be rated according to our listeners.
Yes.
To our listener base.
Yes.
And once we have gained so many listeners and we become popular, then we need to think about, you know, venturing out. We need to think about syndication, not just in one particular base, but where we can hit many different areas.
Wow.
With the same show. So this is the thing that we have to be aware of.
Awesome. Well, you know, it's amazing. You and I seem to we're thinking along the same line, because I thought about Tom Joyner myself, and as I was doing a little research and I was reading about Tom, I was fascinated with the article mentioning the fact that, and I think it was a high school, they had a I guess like a prom, or they had something, and they had a DJ who was playing music that nobody was really getting into. And I think someone challenged Tom, and Tom on a dare said, hey, I bet I could do a better job than what that guy's doing. Tom got out there, and he did a great job with the music and talking to the people, that from that point on, it opened the doors up for Tom, and Tom was going all over the place. And the other thing I like about Tom, I found out he's a native of Alabama. That's where he's from, deep south.
Mm-hmm.
And at that particular time, I was a great fan of the Commodores. And when I found out about Tom and I read about the Commodores, it just got me even more excited, because the Commodores were my group back then. But not getting off the point, I think we need to look at the fact that there is opportunity there for people who want to get involved in the radio and TV industry. And this is, and like in what you said, and you mentioned social media is where it's at. It's where the money is. And we that are out there looking for work, we're looking for opportunity. The opportunities are right in our backyard. And I know you had something else you wanted to add on with what you were sharing. What's this thing? You can go ahead.
Well, you really hit the nail on the head. And when we got different areas that we're talking about, syndication.
Mm-hmm.
When you it's different areas of syndication. You got TV, radio, print syndication, web syndication.
Mm-hmm.
All of these areas are very vital to your research to find out what your niche is.
Yeah.
What are you involved in?
Uh-huh.
So we have to get to that point where we know where we're involved.
Mm-hmm.
And once you do that,
mm-hmm.
you'll kind of set your pace as an individual and understand, you know, you got to consider your competition. there's a lot of competition out there
mm-hmm.
as far as radio broadcasts. And I do, since I do a life segment in Blog Talk Radio,
mm-hmm.
I go and I listen to other shows on Blog Talk Radio for life, you know, in that segment,
yeah.
in the life section, just to see what they're offering compared to what I'm offering.
Yeah.
And I haven't found anything yet that will blow me out of the water as far as what other people. I think I'm very competitive
mm-hmm.
on my show.
Yeah.
And it's just a matter of me continuing to hit, you know, just keep out there. You've got to be persistent in what you do
mm-hmm.
until things start to jive for you.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't believe people don't wake up overnight successes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You have to work at it.
Yeah.
And you have to be diligent with it.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to make sure that this is something you want to do. Because it you may not have overnight success.
Mm-hmm.
But when you move up to syndication, then you're moving up into the money because you're not just in one arena. You can be in several arenas
mm-hmm.
and get paid. So that's why people, that's the driving force of syndication, money.
Mm,
people want money, and so this is what they do to get that money.
And so, therefore, the more people you reach in syndication, the more money you make. Is that right?
Exactly.
Well, I want to read this out, and for the people that are listening, just to give them a little bit of a clarification on syndication. Syndication has been known to spur the popularity of a series that only experienced moderate success during its original network run. Syndication also applies to international markets, just as you mentioned. But I like what you said, the driving force behind syndication is money. The more people we reach, the more money that we make. Is that not
mm-hmm.
correct?
Exactly.
There were some shows, not to jump off on radio, but I noticed there were some shows back in the 1980s and 1990s, and some of the first run syndication networks included my wife's favorite show, What's Happening. You remember What Happened with Rerun and all those things?
I'm not really that old, but I've heard of the show, yeah.
Okay.
You and your wife have experienced those shows. I've heard about them. I've read about them.
Now, for the majority of my friends, the dramatic first-run syndication programs that they were all caught up in, and which is also a big favorite today, Star Trek, The Next Generation,
mm-hmm.
Hercules, The Legendary Journeys. I watched every Hercules show that came on the weekend.
Hercules.
Yes. Baywatch. A lot of people loved to watch, enjoyed watching Baywatch. And Baywatch was typically one of the first shows that aired in Miami, right there on the beach. And so it gave people the opportunity to see how beautiful Miami was. And they had a little bit of excitement, and there was something going on. Baywatch hit the syndication market very swiftly, and they just went all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And your favorite show, Star Search. And some of the great artists, I think Sinbad came from Star Search.
Luther Van
Luther Vandross. A lot of great people were discovered from that show, Star Search, right?
Yeah.
And one of the shows that I think most kids like, especially your granddaughter, Disney.
Mm-hmm.
The ABC domestic television, the Disney markets really stunned kids and families because Disney has their shows are geared to children and also their families. So everyone enjoys watching Disney World.
And The Simpsons?
Oh, now The Simpsons.
The Simpsons is in it's a syndicated show. The creator of The Simpsons used his family members to create that show.
Is that right?
Yes. His,
wow.
The mother, the father, the siblings.
Yeah, used his own family, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why people could identify with The Simpsons, because there was a character on there that could fit somebody in your family.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife was a very big fan of the Simpsons, because there were people in her family.
And had a hairstyle like Marge.
Yeah, they had the same hairstyle like Marge. I'm not going to mention any of their names, but my wife just, the hair part caused her to get her eyes glued to see me. And let's see, what other shows? Now, there was some animated series that hit the syndication market. And some people may challenge or may have a problem with some of these particular shows. But, hey, that's what the people were interested in. Rambo. When Rambo came in, I don't think there was any male out there that I knew that didn't have some enjoyment out of watching Rambo. Now, here's your favorite, Scooby-Doo.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Scooby-Doo was one of the dogs that hit the syndication market very swiftly, because kids love cartoons, and Scooby-Doo was a character by himself.
Mm-hmm. He could talk.
Yes, he could talk. And Garfield and Friends.
Yeah.
The Pink Panther, the Disney Afternoon Specials, and the Cartoon Network. The Cartoon Network was just phenomenal. Not only did the kids love the Cartoon Network, they were in the adults taking their breaks, going off for lunch early so they could get tuned in on the Cartoon Network.
Yeah, I know grown-ups right now, big graphic designers that break their necks to get to Cartoon Network and to the animation to the cartoons.
You're right. I think a lot of great artists get their creativity from watching the Cartoon Network.
Mm-hmm.
And I was watching Tom and Jerry with some friends at the studio the other day. And we were checking out Tom and Jerry, and they are just as funny now as they were back then. And Jerry just seemed to always have some surprises for Tom. Now, looking at news programming and late-night talk shows that hit phenomenal success and moved rapidly into syndication, Headline News, Entertainment Tonight, and Fox had a show called A Current Event.
Mm-hmm.
ABC's 2020. Everybody enjoyed tuning in, checking out 2020 on Friday night. Another one is the News Extra and Real TV. These are shows that captured people's attention, and in fact, I think they caused a lot of other great shows to spur off from those particular shows. Okay, another one that we look at in the late night talk show circuitry, the Arsenio Hall show hit the syndication market very swiftly. There were other entertainers who got out there and were moving vastly into that arena as well, like Dennis Miller, Whoopi Goldberg, Keenan Ivory Williams, Keenan Ivory Wayans. Now, do you remember his show? What was his show called?
In Living Color.
There you go. In Living Color.
I just read about it.
And it was very creative, and there were a great choreographers who end up becoming world famous as a result of them doing those shows for Keenan Ivory Wayne.
Jennifer Lopez?
Yeah.
She was one of the dancers on there.
That's right, Jennifer Lopez, and there was another young lady, Rosie Perez, mm-hmm. and who was a great choreographer. All the talent. And, of course, a great comedian, Jim Carrey.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we got to look at all the Keenan family. His sister is just hilarious. All of his brothers, that whole family
exactly.
was nothing but talent. All of them had
and I understand
humor.
Now their kids are coming out with the same thing.
Yes, their kids are even talented. I mean, these people could act, dance, sing, do comedy, and I got my people out right now because we want to invite Keenan's sister to come on and be a guest. So we're looking at trying to get a hold of her in the near future because she's just, to me, a phenomenal comedian, and I think there should be more people that she should be exposed to.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny. There are tons and tons of great people, and there are some of them that just haven't really been tapped into, just really haven't been discovered. And what I want to do, Mr. Motivator wants to get a hold of some of these people that I think are phenomenal that should be all over the place,
mm-hmm.
and I want to get them on my show so we can get them out there and expose them.
Right.
Let me see what else do we have here. And, of course, your favorite, Magic Johnson's The Magic Show, hit the syndication of market during the time, and it was a great show. Magic, a great businessman, an inspiration to me and a lot of other people, especially athletes. Magic has always been involved in
mm-hmm.
something reaching people.
Of course.
And so even today, he's still inspiring people, and he's still doing things to affect the community and the world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Johnny Carson. Johnny Carson's show.
The Night Show.
The Night Show was just phenomenal. It hit the syndication market so fast, and people all over the world tuned in to Johnny Carson's show. And I think Johnny Carson inspired a lot of comedians. His humor was just awesome to
mm-hmm.
me. And the fact that he could look so serious and you never knew where he was going to come from. And, of course, Ed McMahon couldn't stop laughing because of Johnny's comedy. Johnny said, hey, look, you enjoy my comedy so well, so much that hey, you're going to be a part of this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a contribution to Johnny's creativity. We have to be creative, I think, in capturing attention. Oftentimes, the talent is right there in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
But because some of us are so tuned into ourselves, we miss the opportunity to take advantage of the talent that's right in our faces.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any other favorite radio or TV syndications?
Oh, it's a number of them out there. Right now, my main focus is how to move mm-hmm. my radio show and my the things that I'm involved in personally. I'm trying to move those to the proper place,
mm-hmm.
you know, so that can get out there too. You know, we don't get up every day and talk on these shows and do comedy on these shows just for our health.
Yeah.
We do it for our finances.
I hear you. But now, Lois, when I grew up, we didn't have computers when I grew up. What about some of the adults who feel intimidated by technology and all of this amazing arsenal of information, and especially social media? What do you say to those people who are afraid or intimidated by all of the technology
well,
and everything that's available?
I think I can speak for those people because I think I'm one of them.
Okay.
And
finally admitting the truth.
I think that I'm one of them, and when I say that I'm one of them, it's not that I'm intimidated by the social media or the technology.
Mm-hmm.
It's working to understand it. If you notice, people fight
mm-hmm.
what they're not used to.
Yes. They fight change. Huh?
Yes, they fight change. And we fight change because we can take it all the way back to slavery.
Yes.
You know, it was not intimidation that brings about racism. It's absolutely, you don't understand it. You don't know the ins and outs of it, so you fight it. Anything that you don't understand, you will fight. So my thing is, and that's the same way it is with technology, social media. It took me, you remember the old VCR?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was intimidated by that until my son sat me down and made me learn how to work it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, DVD players, same thing.
Yeah.
My son sat me down and taught me how to work it.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that brings about change,
yes.
We have to put ourselves in the position
mm-hmm.
to learn, to know what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know sometimes we can take it too far out of context.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us say, okay, well, this is change. Now, it doesn't mean change as far as something that's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people will present you with a lot of will present you with a lot of things in life
mm-hmm.
and say it's social change.
Yes.
You have to know what based on the Bible, what social change to accept and what social change not to accept.
Mm-hmm.
But this, anything that's technologically sound that's going to move us into this 21st century, we need to embrace it.
Okay.
Look how many people... We still have people now afraid to use a computer.
Yes.
And their fear of it, they don't realize that computer will let you do only what it will let you do.
Mm-hmm.
And the fear of it,
yes.
You have to make up in your mind, I'm going to sit down here and learn how to work this computer.
Because
right. Without it, you're going to be left behind somewhere. Or you're going to have to pay out money to pay people
mm-hmm.
to do what you are afraid to do.
I agree with you.
People can really take advantage of you like that.
I agree with you. In fact, I know people right now, especially a lot of men, that are afraid of the computer, and their wives do everything on the computer. I know men that don't have email accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ask them for a personal email, they give you their wife's email.
Yeah.
Because, I don't fool with that. I don't touch that. And
mm-hmm.
they will run out of the house and leave.
Handicapping themselves.
I think
because if, God forbid, if something should happen to your spouse, then who's going to do it for you?
That's right.
We're talking about owning our own businesses. How are you going to own your own business if you're afraid to go into your computer? Are you saying you're going to hire somebody, you're going to give all of that power to someone else to run your business for you, then you could be cheated. There's a lot of things you could, there's a disadvantage to you not becoming technologically sound.
I agree with you. I think that a lot of the mom and pop businesses are on the way out if they don't have a computer or some type of technology.
Exactly.
If you're from old school and you just want to have an ad machine, And maybe have your little calculator handy, and you got a few products. If you don't have a computer, you don't have a way to find out what's out there and who would love to get it from you, your business may not be in existence long.
That's right. And if you have a product that hits the media, like television, radio, anything, authors,
yes,
you know, you all of these things are used in syndication, you know, and if you don't make yourself, put yourself in the position to learn these things, you're not going to survive.
Oh, you're absolutely right.
Because media, social media is what it's all about now.
You're right. I think even investors have a better opportunity now than any other time that's been available. Because I remember growing up back in the 60s and 70s, there were people who had inventions. But guess what? They had to depend entirely on some company to put their product out there, and they had no way of checking them to know if that company was really marketing their product or not. Now, inventors can get their patents, they can get whatever they need, their copyrights, and they can get a website, and they can put everything out there, get a software that does the advertising or get someone to do it for them, and they can have their invention traveling around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas before, in the past, no one had that kind of power. They had to rely on the organizations or the companies that did a few inventions. And they break in thousands and thousands of dollars, and they say, oh, you got a great product, and we're looking for inventors. And because the opportunity wasn't available for inventors to take control and do a lot of things themselves, I believe a lot of inventors lost millions of dollars because this technology was not available what we have today.
Mm-hmm. It was not available, and now that things are available to us, the media, there's a lot of things open many doors for us. It's absolutely necessary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're going to be in any type of media industry, it's necessary for you to learn the ins and outs of it.
Yes.
You've got to.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I have a friend right now, and you know him, Jerome, and he has launched 21st Century Media on Blog Talk Radio because he was saddened by the vast majority of people out there who are not familiar with media. And he preaches media literacy must prevail because people aren't going to make it if they don't understand how to use these tools. I mean, look at us. You have a successful talk show, and I have the Mr. Motivated show, but guess what? The more we learn about the tools,
the better we can better serve people. You know, when I started doing my talk show, Let's Talk Truth, I'm not doing it just for me. I want people to understand that there is a depth of truth that's never told.
Yes.
In reference to situations in their lives. And if I don't do the proper the things that I should do as far as my show is concerned, a lot of people are not going to get the concept. They're not going to hear it. They're not going to hear about it.
Yes.
So I've got to make sure I stay on top of that particular source of information if I want to help people.
Okay.
Because that's why I took it on in the first place.
Yeah, because you
enjoy helping. Let's talk the truth. Yeah. I'm appalled at these hour, 2 hour shows that get on here to help people, and you leave knowing nothing. Because people don't really tell the truth. They just stay on the radio or TV long enough to get some ratings, but they're not really helping people. I want to help everyday people.
Yes.
So I'm continuing to work with people who can help me with my goals and how to get my show out there and get people to listen to it and all of it. So I'm working with people to do that, and that's my goal, to get it top-notch.
I admire that. I think you told me last week that you were working in some aspect, and you all were helping with some homeless people.
Mm-hmm.
And why bring someone on your show and they're homeless if you don't have some tools or have resources for them to get help? Because I believe, as you told me, a lot of it is mental. Some people have the skills, but because there's a mental problem up here,
mm-hmm.
and they don't want to work for money, they look for, they expect someone to just take care of them. And so there's some mental problem. No one in their right mind would want to stand around and wait for someone to adapt them as a kid and just take care of everything that they need, and they have not do. Anyone thinking that way is not thinking right.
And that's why our shows are so important.
Yes.
Your shows, Mr. Motivator, you
mm-hmm.
do self-help
yes.
programs.
Yes.
Different shows.
Yes.
And that's important to people, because you were talking about just seeing people who want other people to do for them.
Yes.
These people need self-help. They need to understand who they are.
Yes.
And once you understand who you are, then you can start to think about, what talents do I have?
Yes.
I have something I can offer to myself.
Yes.
And I'm not totally helpless.
Yes.
And once we keep going with these different shows and to, I guess, educate people on themselves.
Yes.
We're trying to open up doors within yourself. Open your mind up to think. Open your eyes up to see. And you can begin to move from there.
Yes.
And it's going to be very rewarding.
Wow. You're right. Back my college professor, Dr. Loreen Holmes, not only was she a great professor, she was also a motivational speaker. And she really inspired me, because one of the things that she mentioned to us was, hey, you need to like yourself. You need to learn to like yourself. You need to love yourself. And when you can appreciate you, then you're going to look at what you can do to improve yourself. And I think it starts there. Now, what do you say? I know I want to give you enough time to get some of this valuable information out. But if you can give us some steps to what a person can do right now. Say if they really want to go into media, radio, or TV. If you could lead everyone, what should they do first? And then give us some more ideas that they can do once they decide to take that initial step and get this radio or TV show going. What would be the next phase that they should do?
Well, the first thing you need to consider is
mm-hmm.
your competition. That's your number one.
Oh, okay.
Consider your competition, because
mm-hmm.
These days it's impossible to own websites or anything that doesn't have competition.
Yes.
There's a competitor out there.
Uh-huh.
And
you need to know your competitor.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And for most topics, there are literally millions of websites.
Did you say millions?
Yes.
Wow.
That's trying to lure the same surfers you're trying to lure.
Okay.
And you have to use this to your advantage. And this is what I've been doing. I've been reviewing these websites that are similar to my topic.
Yes.
And once I do that, they're larger in user base and overall site traffic than mine. So I have to go on there
and be different.
Mm-hmm. And find out what methods they're using
mm-hmm.
to syndicate their content.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what I've been working on.
Okay.
And you can use the same information to develop your own plan for the week,
mm-hmm.
for your plan of attack.
Yes.
Now, number two, realistically review your time commitment to content
uh-huh.
syndication.
Okay.
And make a long-term syndication plan.
Okay.
You know, a lot of us just go for that little bitty thing.
Okay.
But sit down with pen and paper.
Yes.
And take a look at that time frame.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And You have to ask yourself, what are you willing to put into it?
Okay.
When and how much?
So we have to set some goals. Just can't
And don't overestimate. You underestimate.
Okay.
So that you won't get to that disappointment state.
Okay.
Or that state that will cause you to kind of burn out.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes.
Because you can overestimate something, and because school things come along and happen, you can get discouraged.
Mm-hmm.
So it's best to underestimate than overestimate when you're thinking about stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
And then list all of the methods that you feel might be advantageous
mm-hmm.
to your website, to the growth of your website.
Mm-hmm.
Sit down and list all these things that you think is advantageous to you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then you need to refine your list.
Okay.
To fit the other criteria that we talked about, the other two. You know, make your thing. In other words, make it fit for success.
I got you.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like when you said that, make it fit for success.
Yes. So you have to do these things if you're going to begin to be successful.
Okay.
And these are the things, and I'm not telling you something that has been tried and it has worked.
Yes.
I'm moving into the area and I'm trying it and it's going to work.
Gotcha. So the attitude, got to have an attitude adjustment there.
Mm-hmm. So overall, you've got to consider your website, consider what you're doing,
mm-hmm.
consider its content, pardon me, and your ability to dedicate a certain amount of time and energy
yes,
to the process.
Mm-hmm.
And I promise you, we've seen it be successful.
Yes.
And it is successful. And because there are too many different kinds of syndication methods
mm-hmm.
out there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So we can't do it all in this one article, but my suggestion, get out there and do your homework, review your options, consider your commitment.
Mm-hmm.
And with those three considerations, you'll be able to define an effective syndication plan for you and mm-hmm. your content.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading, this was anonymous, but it said, luck is a residue of preparation.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, it goes back to what you said. If you're thinking just about your show is going to be top because you're just lucky,
mm-hmm.
it's about preparation,
and
hard work.
Yeah, you've got to get out there. It's something that you can't just put a little bit of time into it. You're going to have to really sink some time into it.
Yes.
And do the things necessary to make it work. Because I promise you, if you don't, you're going to be left behind.
Yes.
Because the way the world is run now, the world is run on media.
You're right. And I'd like to mention to other people that are viewing the show with us today, if you need more ideas to help in the process, there are resources available. And one of the ones that we shared some ideas with is called Guerrilla Marketing and Guerrilla Publicity by J. Conrad Livingston, who is excellent with giving people ideas and strategies to promote their business, to promote their radio or TV, whatever. This man gives some great ideas on how to take advantage of social media and to use everything to your advantage.
Right.
And once a person gets started, and I know you are always busy working. Do you think they should continue increasing, because I think a lot of people tend to stop once they do something. They don't want to put in the research. And when I go by your studio or if I go to your office, you are always working on improvement. You're on the internet. You're trying to get your people together for next week? You know, you trying to get your staff to get things together. So what do you have to, what
well,
would you like to add on this?
I would like to say that it is a day-to-day work ethic. And if I would suggest, Mr. Motivator, that you give everyone your email address.
Okay.
So that if they need sources,
yes,
they can email you and you'll be able to provide them with different sources in which they can study, research, because you've got to get in there and know it for yourself. And there are so many different links on the computer that they can look at, and also that will help them. And that if they would send you an email requesting this information, you know different areas that absolutely work, that they can look at and allow. And it's really too much for you to say on your show, so they're going to have to send you an email to get this information, but you'll be able to help them with a lot of different information.
Okay.
And all they need to do is send you an email.
Okay.
And we'll be more than happy to work with you to provide that information for them.
Oh, you will? Oh, that is so nice. So you're going to leave a lot of this information with us to help. Okay, folks, did you hear that? Take down my email, cthemotivator@yahoo.com, the letter C as in Kyle, MRMOTIVATOR@yahoo.com, and just send us an email request. Let us know that you tuned into the broadcast, and give us details of what it is you'd like to do, and we will email you this information. And Lois has volunteered to assist us in making sure that you have the information on social media and syndication.
Mm-hmm.
And I really want to thank you. You're not only a generous person, you're a generous guest. And you're always willing to give to help others. And I appreciate you for taking the time to want to come on our broadcast and to help others, because that's what it's all about, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the way you get there is by offering something to others and offering something of value to people.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about you get there by just because you're being you and you're so great that everybody, it's about giving and helping
exactly.
others.
Exactly, because this is what we learn and this is what I promote every day. Whatever it is you require in life,
mm-hmm.
That you want out of life, that you need to give away.
Yeah.
And we need to start caring. The scripture tells us that we need to be helpers one to another.
Yes.
And we have to help people. We can't just, if I keep all the knowledge that I know bottled up inside of me, I would be fat. I wouldn't be this slender, lovely person that I am. I would be just fat with knowledge. And so so we have to learn how to share that, because we know, you know, we receive the gift freely. We need to give them away freely.
I agree with you 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And one other quick thing I was going to show you. Do you think that because of the way the market is and because of it being very challenging for people to get jobs out there, do you think that's one of the things for driving people to have a home-based business?
Mm-hmm. People are looking for things that they can do at home because, number one, I don't like the way people are treated on the jobs. I really don't.
Yes.
People aren't equipped to manage people.
Yes.
So therefore, they don't treat people with respect
mm-hmm.
and dignity on these jobs.
Yes.
And so I just want to encourage people that you're no different from them. Own your own business.
Yes.
You know, and then you'll know how to treat people, because you don't want anybody to treat you like you were treated.
Oh, I like the way you said that. Own your own business and treat people the way that you like to be treated.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why a lot of companies lose a lot of people. I think that's why they lose a lot of customers and clients, because a lot of companies, corporations, they treat people like jerks. They treat people real bad.
I stopped in the other day to get an ice cream cone with my granddaughter.
Yeah.
And it was a young lady in there working, and her manager was just saying all sorts of nasty things to her. You this and you that and you this and you that. And I was standing right there, and I said, you know what, ma'am?
Mm-hmm.
I said, if I was your worker right here, I said, you'd be in HR so fast your head would be spinning. I said, why are you doing her like that in front of these customers? I said, that's not right.
Yeah.
I don't care if she's a sorry person. Take her to the office and ream her out.
Wow, I'm glad you
don't. Don't do that. And, you know, I can't stand it, and I can't stand by and see people do it.
Yes. Why do they hire people with poor people skills, people that don't like people, and they give
because
them all this
don't,
money?
They don't want to pay anybody, and that's who you can get to
work
for that little amount of money.
Yeah, they got
to take. But sometimes people need to realize, man, your integrity and who you are is sometimes better than the money you're trying to get.
That's right.
So.
Yeah, you're right. That counts for a lot. And I want to thank you for just coming in and helping us do a great show today. And I really hope that everyone who's listened, who's been with us on the broadcast today, you've been enlightened and you've taken some notes. Don't let this information pass by you. Write it down. Take advantage of it, because why go out there and experience some hardships? Why run into a brick wall if someone can give you something to help you go around the brick wall? Some people like falling and hurting themselves, but if you can tell me how to do it without me experiencing the severity of a hard fall, that's the route I want to go.
Exactly.
And do you have any of your latest projects, anything you want to tell us about that's in the process of being started, or you want to say that for a later show?
Well, I'll probably say it for a later show. I'm very busy now, not only doing my weekly broadcast, but I'm writing a couple of books. So I'm, going in between those books, trying to get those out, books that I know will be beneficial and help people. And also I'm still working on my magazine. And for anyone out there, I need an artist. So an artist that I can pay to do little captions and things for me, to do two cover pages.
Well, would you like to give me an email real quick? And
yes, you can send it to letstalktruth333@yahoo.com. That's
okay.
Let's Talk Truth, Let's without the apostrophe, L-E-T-S. talktruth333@yahoo.com. So send that to me.
Okay, well, also, again, thank you for being with us on the broadcast. And this has been a delightful show and a fellowship with you, because it's always having you on the show with us and everything. Folks, I want to thank all of you that are tuning into the broadcast, and especially I've had an increase of people following me on Twitter since I've been doing the show. I want to say thank you to all of the folks that are following me on Twitter. And again, thank you for just supporting the broadcast. We look forward to you being with us. And also, feel free, if you need motivation, my book is there on my website, dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. Again, folks, I want to say to you, success is yours. If you dare to dream and keep thinking big, you will discover your purpose in life. Thank you for tuning in with us for a great broadcast, and we look forward to seeing you folks the same time, same place, next week. This is Mr. Motivator. Have a great day, and we love you, and we look forward to being with you again.